on this Tuesday. Obviously, as we said, throughout the months of June, July, August, and into early September, we're with you every Monday from 6 to 8. But because of the Panthers and because of the Heat, and we don't mind that at all, kind of dance a little bit around tonight in the chair with you from 7 to 9. And it's been a really good show. And if you miss any of it, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. And here we are, South Florida High School Sports. You can not only listen to tonight's show, complete show after this after we're out, but anything we've had over the last couple of years, we have up there. Thanks so much to Coach Toriano Morgan, head coach at Edgewater Waters University, for joining us in the opening segment. Now we turn our attention back to high school, one of the programs that everybody knows nationally, four-time defending state champions. Obviously, it's a program that every year is loaded up everywhere. Coaching, offense, defense, special teams, some of the best special teams. And one of the players that obviously is going to make this team go, especially on defense this year, is Indiana University commitment, Travaris Daniels II. He's kind enough to join us. Travaris, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I know you've been looking forward to this year. Obviously, this is a huge year. This is your senior year. You've watched over the last couple of years a lot of these, you know, seniors go out and on to college, but now this is your time. Talk about that and what you've worked hard on in the offseason to put yourself in a position to be that leader on and off the field.
Yes, sir. Last year I had a good leader, Nick Rodriguez. He taught me a lot of things. He had a great game. I learned from his game. He taught me how always how to be around the ball, fly around, and just have fun. I mean, he had great leadership skills. It was amazing. I picked up from it, and now I feel like it's leading into this season, my senior season, because we're a senior-orientated team, so the seniors got to step up and lead for themselves. And this offseason, I mean, I've just been working. You know, I've been working with the linebackers each and every day. I've been just getting it in with them, trying to build, earn my respect from them. So my leadership will be a little bit easy, because I feel like once I gain like their respect, my leadership will be easier. So when I talk, they can listen. And like, it's not like, oh, he just telling me what to do. It's more so my brother. And like, we're more in sync and we're all connected. So I've just been working with them, putting in work by myself, grinding, getting ready for the offseason, scripting in my weaknesses and stuff like that.
You bring up a good point, because you look at St. Thomas Aquinas and there's a lot of kids. I mean, obviously 9th and 10th graders that want to come to that program. They may have a chance to get some playing time in another school, but because of the success, because of the coaching, because of players like yourself, they end up benefiting, you know, by being role players. Talk about that, because I think that's something a lot of people don't talk about. And that gives you and the other seniors an opportunity, maybe at practice, to pull over a 9th grader or a 10th grader and say, hey, listen, you need to be here on that play, or you need to, you know, be more aggressive here, or see them in the hallways and say, hey, listen, you got to get the clash. You know, you can't be, you know, fooling around, because it's all going to reflect on your game. Talk about that, because those are parts of the game, Travaris, that nobody really sees. What you guys as leaders do behind the scenes, not so much on the field where they could see you, but things like being in school, being in the weight room, you know, just keeping the younger kids and showing them, hey, this is how you become a St. Thomas Aquinas Raider. You got to play by the book all, you know, 100%. Talk about that role.
Yes, sir. So our coaches, they teach us very well. And as seniors, that's our responsibility to take in that information that we get from our coaches and display it. So we always, Coach Harriet preaches that we always need to be on time. We need to be clean shaved, and we need to look after the young guys. So whatever he teaches, like we have like certain things we do, like senior leadership and stuff like that. So where we learn things and things like that, we got to relay it back to our younger guys. So it's always good to like learn and go back and give it to the young guys. It's important.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And as we're speaking with Travaris Daniels II, he is a senior, a linebacker, good size young man at about 6'1", a little over 200 pounds. What made you? Now, you had, you know, programs like Florida Atlantic and FIU and Colorado and Bowling Green and others. What was it about Indiana that kind of said, hey, you know what, this is where I want to be. This is where I want to get an education. This is where I want to play Big Ten football.
Yes, sir. Indiana was just the first time I went up there, it just felt like home. As soon as I got there, Coach Haynes, he explained the defensive scheme to me, and I feel like the way his linebackers could play with like much freedom, I feel like I fit that scheme, and I feel like I'll be able to make the most plays and stick out. I feel like I'll stick out there, and like the linebacker depth is pretty like simple. So I feel like that's somewhere if I go there and I put in the work, I can be an instant impact player.
Right. What's a part of your game that you feel between now and when you leave for college that you have to work on the most? I mean, you're coming off a really productive season. You had over 70 tackles. You had pass breakups. You had four sacks. What part of the game does Travaris Daniels have to work on to make him better that'll make the team better at the next level?
Well, I think always being around the ball. I want to the position that I play, I'm pretty protected in the run, so I want to be more involved in the run game, and I just want to be always around the ball. I want to fly around the ball and just be fast and physical.
Yeah, no doubt. This spring obviously started yesterday. St. Thomas goes through the entire deal, has their inter-squad game, where a lot of college coaches come. Talk about that, because St. Thomas Aquinas will always attract college coaches. And because of the talent that you have, because of the college coaches, or because of the high school coaches, talk about being part of that, where during the spring, it could be any day and you could have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 college coaches on the sideline. And not just only watching you, but, you know, kind of setting the table for the future, watching the younger players. Talk about that, because I think that a lot of high school players don't get that. And you have a great experience of having to deal with college coaches, you know, from the beginning.
Yes, sir. So, I've been like I think we've been blessed with the opportunity to. We have great resources. I mean, Coach Harriet is an amazing resource. He looks out for us for sure. Like you said, it's a lot of college coaches that be at our school. So I got an amazing teammates: Joseph Ramjas, Philip Goodrich, whole linebacker core, Brandon, Lance, Jeremiah. My whole linebacker core is amazing, and I feel as if that if we just go out there and be together as one. And just make plays and have confidence in what we do in each and every day. While the college coaches are looking, we have a good chance of getting recruited.
Yeah, and obviously this year you have a really, really good offense as well that, you know, could test you every single day in practice. You know, obviously Lyles is gone, but certainly, you know, St. Thomas, they always pick up a really good running back. Indorf is back at quarterback, a guy who people don't realize, but he only had one interception a year ago. So your offense is still going to move. The defense up front, I've seen your defensive linemen. They're all quality, and we know secondary-wise, you guys will be right there as well. I can't thank you enough, Travaris, for taking the time on a Tuesday. The best of luck. I know we'll run into you guys coming up during either one of the practices or the scrimmage at the end of the month. And go out there and have a great time. This is, I know you know as well as anybody, this is a time of your life that you'll always look back on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good stuff. Travaris Daniels, the second outstanding linebacker prospect. Even though he's committed, there's going to be a whole lot of colleges looking in his direction. That's just what this is about. The recruiting process is crazy. And certainly Travaris Daniels is ahead of the curve on and off the field. And that's a great thing.